Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We're coming in here early today for this In the Field podcast. And we are going to do the recap for week 16. So we're going to start with the, In the Field with Original Nay and.
I was ready to say, hosted by Original Nay and Savage. Excuse me. Scavage got a little gas today. Don't worry about that.
If you hear it, I apologize. It's better out than in now. All right. So we're going to start. We're going to jump right in. It's not going to be a long one today, but, maybe less than 30 minutes. Thursday games was the Rams at the Seahawks. The Rams did not win, but that is who both of us chose. Seahawks won this game.
Yes, we start the week off with a divisional matchup. The Seahawks hosting the Rams, in which Seahawks won in overtime by a score of 38-37. The Rams was winning this game 30-16 in the beginning of the fourth quarter and proceeded to fold like lawn chairs, getting outscored 24-7 in the fourth quarter in overtime. Both teams put up over 400 yards of total offense. Rams put up nearly 600 yards of total offense. Rams dominate time of possession 41 minutes to the Seahawks 26 minutes. Rams even win turnover battle 3-0, but that did not help them win. Seahawks player of the game was Kenneth Walker. He rushed 11 times for 100 yards and a touchdown. He also added 3 catches for 64 yards. Rams player of the game was Matt Stafford. He went 29-49 for 457 yards and 3 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Puka Nacua. He had 12 catches for 225 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay. And again, there was no buys this week. So moving on, this is the first. Well, last week was the first week they started Saturday games. And the first one started at 5 p.m., which was the Eagles at the Commanders. We both chose the Eagles. Eagles won this game.
Yes. Next, we have a divisional matchup. The Commanders hosting the Eagles, in which Eagles won by a score of 28-19. Washington was leading this game 10-7 at halftime, but proceeded to get outscored 22-8 in the second half. Philly dominate every major team stat. They had 385 total yards to Washington's 220 total yards. Eagles had 26 first downs to Washington's 15 first downs. Eagles run 66 total plays to Washington's 51 total plays. Eagles win time of possession 34 minutes to Washington's 26 minutes. Eagles player of the game was Saquon Barkley. He rushed 21 times for 132 yards and a touchdown.
Okay, and then the last Saturday game was Packers at the Bears.
Yes.
I guess I was thinking about Baker Mayfield or something. Bears won this game. I chose Bears. Sav chose the Packers.
Next, we have a divisional matchup. The Bears hosting the Packers, in which Bears won by a score of 22-16 in overtime. This game started off slow, as Packers took a 6-0 lead into halftime, but proceeded to get outscored 22-10 in the fourth quarter in overtime. Both teams put up around 400 yards of total offense. Bears win turnover battle 1-0. Packers player of the game was Romeo Dubs. He had 5 catches for 84 yards and a touchdown. Bears player of the game was Caleb Williams. He went 19 of 34 for 250 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 30 rushing yards.
And let me tell you, if I wasn't a Cowboys fan, I swear this year I'd been a Bears fan, because they are doing some phenomenal shit this year. All right, we're going to move on to the Sunday 1 o'clock games. We had the Chargers at my bum-ass Cowboys last week. And hopefully they win tomorrow, but it don't mean shit. And I chose the Cowboys and Sav chose the Chargers. He won this.
Next, we had the Cowboys hosting the Chargers, in which Chargers won by a score of 34-17. This was a close game going into halftime. The Chargers were up 21-17. Chargers scored 13 points in the second half and hold Cowboys scoreless. Chargers dominate every major team stat. Chargers had 450 total yards to the Cowboys' 340 total yards. Chargers averaged 7.3 yards per play to the Cowboys' 6.1 yards per play. Chargers had 24 first downs to the Cowboys' 18 first downs. Chargers win turnover battle 1-0. Cowboys player of the game was George Pickens. He had 7 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown. Chargers player of the game was Justin Herbert. He went 23 of 29 for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also added 42 rushing He also added 42 rushing yards and another TD on the ground.
Before I go into this next game, I need to say something about George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. They both met over 1,000 receiving yards on that game against the Chargers. And this is CeeDee's fifth season straight of over 1,000 receiving yards. He's tied with Michael Irvin. And we want to say Javonte Williams is doing well as well. He's usually trying to get close to 100, if not over 100 rushing yards every game.
Well, since you want to chirp in about the Cowboys, we will say this. Cowboys got a top three offense in the league and a bottom three defense in the league. That's the reason why they look how they look now. They can score all the points.
Yeah, we can, but our defense can't stop shit. But our defense
give up everything.
We cannot stop the run from the other teams. The ops win. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next 1 o'clock game. Was the Vikings at the Giants. I chose the Vikings. Sav chose the Giants. The Vikings won this game.
This game was pretty boring, so I ain't really write too much about it. Next, we had the Giants hosting the Vikings. It was Vikings won by a score of 16-13. This game was ass crazy as neither team cracked 250 total yards of offense. Vikings do win turnover battle 2-1. Vikings defense gets the player of the game award for dumping Giants QB 5 times.
All right, next 1 o'clock game was the Bengals at the Dolphins. I chose the Dolphins, Sav chose the Bengals. Bengals won this game. Hello to Mike Crespa. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. And Padrino Styles and Deidre. And Connie, whoever else is joined, welcome. Thank you.
Yes, next we had the Dolphins hosting the Bengals, in which Bengals won by a score of 45-21. This game was close at halftime as Bengals led 17-14 at the break. But then after half, Bengals dominate, outscoring Dolphins 28-7 in the second half. Both teams put up nearly 400 yards of total offense. Bengals win turnover battle 3-0. Bengals player of the game was Joe Burrow. He went 25-32 for 309 yards and 4 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Chase Brown. He rushed 12 times for 66 yards and a touchdown. He also added 4 catches for 43 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns for the hat trick. 3 total touchdowns.
Okay. Hello, Carlos and Apple, sir. And Big Jack. Thank you for joining. Next game is the Bucks at the Panthers. However, we both chose the Bucks and the Panthers won this game.
Yes. Next, we have a divisional matchup for first place in the NFC South as the Panthers host the Buccaneers, in which Panthers won by a score of 23-20. Neither team cracked 300 total yards of offense. Panthers do win turnover battle 1-0, which was costly as Panthers kick a late field goal with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Bucks had a chance to take lead or tie with a field goal, but Baker Mayfield throws a game-sealing interception on the last drive, and Panthers walk away with the victory, 23-20.
Sound like a field goal that made them win the game. Double tap, guys. Thank you for joining. Double tap. Like. Next game is the Jets at the Saints. We both chose the Saints, and the Saints won this game.
Yes, next we had the Saints hosting the Jets, in which Saints won by a score of 29-6. This was a close game at halftime as the Saints took a 9-6 lead into the break, but then Saints proceeded to outscore Jets 20-0 in the second half. Saints dominate every major team stat. Saints had 412 total yards of offense to the Jets, 195 total yards. Saints had 23 first downs to the Jets, 12 first downs. Saints only punt 1 time and win turnover battle 2-1. Saints player of the game was Tyler Shough. He went 32-49 for 308 yards and a touchdown. Honorable mention to Chris Olave. He had 10 catches for 148 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mentions to Saints defense for accumulating 8 sacks on the Jets quarterback.
Okay, next 1 o'clock game was the Bills at the Browns. We both chose Bills. Bills won this game.
Next, we had the Browns hosting the Bills, in which Bills won by a score of 23-20. Neither team cracked 300 yards of total offense in this game. Bills win turnover battle 2-0. Bills player of the game was James Cook. He rushed 16 times for 117 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right, next game is the Chiefs at the Titans, and I was surely shocked that my Titans won. I chose the Titans, Sav chose the Chiefs.
Next, we had the Titans hosting the Chiefs, in which Titans won by a score of 26-9. This was a close game at halftime as Titans led 9-6 at the break. But then Titans proceeded to outscore Chiefs 17-3 in the second half. Titans dominate every major team stat. Titans had 376 total yards of offense to the Chiefs, 133 total yards. Titans had 22 first downs to the Chiefs, 9 first downs. Titans ran 70 total plays to the Chiefs, 43 total plays.
Damn.
Titans dominate time possession 38 minutes to the Chiefs, 22 minutes. Titans player of the game was Cam Ward. He went 21-28 for 228 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Let me say something about them Titans. Where the hell they been at all season to play like this? All right, we're going to move on to the Sunday 4 o'clock games. We had the Jags at the Broncos. We both chose Jags. However, Sav at first chose Broncos and changed it to the Jaguars.
Next, we had the Broncos hosting the Jaguars, in which Jaguars won by a score of 34-20. Jaguars played a relatively clean game with only 2 penalties all games and no turnovers. Jaguars win turnover battle 2-0. Broncos player of the game was Bo Nix. He went 28-47 for 352 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Honorable mention to R.J. Harvey. He rushed 7 times for 50 yards and a touchdown. He also added 4 catches for 71 yards. Jaguars player of the game was Trevor Lawrence. He went 23 of 36 for 279 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also added 20 rushing yards and another score on the ground. Honorable mention to Parker Washington. He had 6 catches for 145 yards and a touchdown.
Okay, go Jaguars. Falcons at the Cardinals was the next game. I chose the Cardinals. Sav chose the Falcons. Falcons won this game.
Yes, next we had the Cardinals hosting the Falcons, and which Falcons won by a score of 26-19. Falcons pick up 24 first downs to the Cardinals' 16 first downs. Falcons win time of possession 36 minutes to 24 minutes for the Cardinals. Falcons run 73 plays to the Cardinals' 56 plays. Falcons player of the game with Bijan Robinson. He rushed 16 times for 76 yards. He also added 7 catches for 92 yards and a touchdown.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next game, and this is the team that I'm going to be following through the playoffs since my Cowboys are out. Raiders at the Texans. We both chose the Texans. Texans won this game.
Yes, next we had the Texans hosting the Raiders, in which the Texans won by a score of 23-21. Texans win turnover battle 1-0. Raiders player of the game was Ashton Jeanty. He rushed 24 times for 128 yards and 1 touchdown. He also added 60 receiving yards and another touchdown. Texans player of the game was Derek Stingley Jr. He had 1 tackle, a forced fumble, and an interception return 31 yards for a touchdown.
All right, Texans. Next game is Sav's team, Steelers at the Lions. Steelers won this game. We both chose the Steelers.
Next, we had the Lions hosting the Steelers, and with Steelers won by a score of 29-24. Steelers put up over 200 yards passing and 200 yards passing and 200 yards rushing in this game. And Steelers' stingy defense locked down arguably the best run game in the league, holding Sonic and Knuckles to a measly 15 yards rushing combined. Steelers win time of possession 34 minutes to Detroit's 26 minutes. Detroit's player of the game was Jared Goff. He went 34-54 for 367 and 3 touchdowns. Steelers player of the game was Jaylen Warren. He rushed 14 times for 143 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Kenneth Gainwell. He rushed 9 times for 50 yards, and he also added 5 catches for 78 yards and a touchdown.
All right, go Steelers. All right, Sunday night game, Patriots at the Ravens. We both chose the Patriots. Patriots beat the Ravens.
Next, we had the Ravens hosting the Patriots, in which Patriots won by a score of 28-24. Patriots put up 450 yards of total offense. Ravens fold in fourth quarter yet again. Ravens scored early in fourth to take a 24-13 lead, then proceeded to let Drake May do whatever he wanted, scoring 15 unanswered points. Ravens player of the game was Derrick Henry. He had 18 carries for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns. Patriots player of the game was Drake May. He went 31-44 for 380 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick.
Did Henry fumble this week?
Henry did fumble. Lamar Jackson went out the game. Tyler Huntley had to finish the game.
All right, and we're going to move on to the Monday night game, the 49ers at the Colts. I chose the 49ers. Sav chose the Colts. 49ers won this game.
Yes, next we had the 49ers hosting the Colts, in which the 49ers won by a score of 48-27. 49ers could not be stopped in this game. Colts defense was just getting bullied for real. 49ers put up 440 total yards of offense and never punted the ball. 49ers went turnover battle 2-1. And one of those turnovers, they returned a 75-yard pick six that really turned the momentum in this game. Colts player of the game, Phillip Rivers, he went 23-35 for 277 yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Honorable mention to Alec Pierce, he had 4 catches for 86 yards and 2 touchdowns. 49ers player of the game was Brock Purdy. He went 25 of 34 for 295 yards and 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. Honorable mention is CMC. He rushed 21 times for 117 yards. He also added 6 catches for 29 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns.
All right. Now, I have a little information on some injured players, some whose teams will be going to the playoffs and some teams that will not be going to the playoffs. First off, I have Patrick Mahomes. He suffered a torn ACL in week 15, which officially eliminated the Chiefs from the playoffs. Next, I have Quinshon Judkins, the running back for the Browns, suffered a season-ending dislocated ankle with a fibula fracture. Next, we have Tyreek Hill for the wide receiver for the Dolphins. A severe knee injury involving torn ligaments has him out for the season, impacting Miami's high-powered offense. Micah Parsons sustained a season-ending ACL tear in Week 15. The loss of the star pass rusher was a major blow to Green Bay's defense and playoff hopes. Next, we have Daniel Jones, the quarterback for the Colts, ruptured his Achilles tendon, ending his season and forcing the Colts to shuffle their lineup late in the season. Phillip Rivers. Jordan Love is the next one. Ruled out of a recent game with a concussion and must clear protocol to play in a critical Week 17 matchup. Next is Lamar Jackson, listed questionable for Week 17 with a back injury, clouding the Ravens' must-win matchup. And we have TJ Hockenson, the tight end for the Vikings, questionable with a shoulder injury, impacting a key target for the Vikings as they fight for a playoff spot.
They are not fighting for no playoffs, but no more stops to catch up.
Oh, okay. Well, they must have been eliminated. All right, next one, Josh Jacobs, running back for the Packers, dealing with a persistent knee issue that could force him to sit out another game, potentially making Emmanuel Wilson a strong replacement. Next, we have Rashee plays for the Chiefs. Rashee Rice ruled out for Week 16 and listed as questionable with a concussion, a significant loss for a Chiefs team already struggling with Mahomes. Then we have Amon St. Brown, wide receivers Lions. He is listed as questionable with a knee injury as the Lions prepare for the postseason.
They're not going to the postseason either.
Oh, well, they lost out too. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so now we're going to do our predictions for Week 17. We have games tomorrow, 3 of them. First one will be the Cowboys at the Commanders. I chose the Cowboys. Who are you choosing, Sav?
Choose the Cowboys, too.
He's going with the Cowboys. He wants his Commanders to lose out.
And we starting Josh Johnson, so I just know it ain't ready to be good.
All right, the 4 o'clock game is the Lions at the Vikings. I choose the Lions. Who are you choosing?
The Lions at the Vikings. I'm going to take the Lions.
All right, you're doing Lions as well. next game is 8:15 tomorrow night. The Broncos at the Chiefs. I chose the Broncos. Who are you choosing?
Yeah, the Broncos.
All right, Broncos as well. Let me see here. Okay, Saturday, we have a 4:30 game. The Texans at the Chargers. I chose the Texans. Who will you choose?
That's good. Two top defenses for real. I'm more of a believer, man. Huggy Herbert, though. Give me the Chargers.
All right. Chargers it is for Sav. Then we have the 8 o'clock Saturday night game is the Ravens at the Packers. I chose the Packers. Who do you choose?
I was going to take the Packers, whether Lamar playing or not. So, yeah.
Packers for Sav. All right, let me see here. Then we have first 1 o'clock game for Sunday is the Bucks at the Dolphins. I chose the Dolphins. Who do you choose?
I'm choosing the Bucks.
The Bucks, okay. Then we have the next 1 o'clock game is Patriots at the Jets. I chose the Patriots. Who do you choose?
Yeah, Patriots.
Patriots for you as well. Next game, Steelers at the Browns. Of course, I know you're choosing your Steelers. I also chose the Steelers.
And if we win this game,
you are locked into the playoffs. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next game is Jags at the Colts. I chose the Jags. Who do you choose?
Yeah. didn't take Jags.
Didn't they just play the Colts?
Yeah, in like a couple weeks ago.
Alright. So the next game is the Saints at the Titans. I chose the Titans, of course. Who did you choose?
The Saints.
He's choosing the Saints. Then we have the next game is the Seahawks at the Panthers. I chose the Seahawks. Who do you choose?
It'd be nice to see the Panthers get this win, but no, I think that's just too much big ass. I'm going to take the Seahawks. But
Seahawks as well? Okay.
But secretly rooting for the Panthers. Huh?
Okay. Secretly rooting for the Panthers, guys. Next game is the Cardinals at the Bengals. I chose the Bengals. Who do you choose?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals. Yeah.
All right, Bengals. I believe we're in the 4 o'clock games, guys. I didn't say... Oh, no, here's the first 4 o'clock game. I'm sorry. That was still 1 o'clock games.
On Sunday?
Yep. The first 4 o'clock game is the Giants at the Raiders. I chose the Raiders. Who do you choose?
The Giants.
Next one is the Eagles at the Bills. I chose the Bills. Who do you choose?
I'm going to take the Eagles.
You're going to take the Eagles? Okay. Getting down to the wire here. 8 o'clock game for Sunday night is the Bears at the 49ers. I chose the 49ers. Who do you choose?
Bears and 49ers. I'm going to keep on putting 49ers in prime time. What's up with this shit? But I'm ready to say, give me the Bears.
Bears, okay. And Monday night game is the Rams at the Falcons. I chose the Rams. Who do you choose?
Man, I'm going to take the Rams then.
All right, there's no buys this week, but I do want to go back to last week. We had me beating him by 1 last week, guys. I had 11-5, and he had 10-6. So I know I'm not beating him totally, and I have to catch up with those and let y'all know maybe next week where we're standing. But I felt good to actually beat him this week, passing. All right, guys, we're going to end the live. I'm going to upload it to the streaming wherever you get your podcast at. Please listen, like, review, share. And next time you come and watch my TikTok, double tap, please. Double tap. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, save out.
And original Nay.
Out, too. We appreciate y'all for joining us.